What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tainsley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every week, and we talk about all the topics, all the hot topics, the cold topics, the family stuff, the dating and love and all that crap, manly stuff, and it's coming from two black men, two black husbands, two black fathers, uncles, brothers, blah, 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 everything. That's why it's called Let Us Tell It, because it's coming from us.
Yeah,
I just want to say this real quick. Oh, go ahead.
We hit on everything.
We hit on everything.
Like pansexuals.
Just told that motherfucker we wasn't going to talk about that shit. Let me say this real quick, though.
Okay, go ahead.
This is episode number... Where are we at? The one we're recording right now is episode 88.
Mm-hmm.
87 or 88. I started this thing 88 times just like the way I just started it.
Mm-hmm.
So as y'all know, I got another podcast. This is going to cause an argument with Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then I'll lead that podcast too. I'll open it up. I cannot for the life of me not do the opening of this one.
What you mean?
Like, when instead of the way, because me and her go, what's happening, family? She says, what's happening? Welcome back to another episode. And then we say it together. Is this going to cause an argument? I start in strong as hell every time with this one. What's happening, fam? Welcome back to another episode. That ain't, because already, as soon as I say what's happening, I need to pause and let her come in and say, hi, y'all, or whatever the hell she going to do. That chick, hey, all that shit.
Hand me a reader.
Anyway, usually we start this off with getting something off our chest.
I'm going to chime in on the intros from now on, man. So you can say.
No, we need to keep it the same.
And then I'm like.
No, because if you change it, I'm going to f*** it up for like 6 more weeks.
Today.
No.
Two, three, let us tell it.
No, nah, because we won't get past the episode without getting canceled with you. Yeah. Obviously. That was good, though. That was cool.
Oh, yeah. Love it. I can start
this off with getting us something off our chest. Goose, what you want to get off your chest?
I want to get the laws of the land off my chest, man.
You sound like you in the Westerns.
Man.
The laws of the land. You're herding cattle.
Hey, it's eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth around here. Yeah. That's what I believe in. I'm saying this because another squatter video came across my feed, and this lady in New York, she went to her house, $1 million home. She has the deed to her house in her hand. She walks up to the door. The door is unlocked, so she didn't break in. She walks in. She sees squatters there. She tells them to leave. Some leave. Some don't. She calls the police. The police come, escort some of the squatters out that were obviously squatting, and they didn't belong there. So they escorted some of them off, and she got a locksmith to come. As the locksmith is there changing the locks, the officers were like, hey, just want to let you know, you can't kick anybody out illegally. If somebody comes and try to get in, they might have rights to live here. So she's like, well, they can take me to court just like I have to take them to court. I'm locking these doors. They're trying to lock the door. The squatter, I guess this is the main squatter that knows his rights or whatever. He comes and he busts through the door, damn near knocks over the lady. The news crew is filming this. This is how we're seeing this stuff. So the police officers are in the car about to leave. The squatter calls the police officers back and was like, this lady's trying to kick me out of my house. I have a lease, this, that, and another. And everybody's like, well, where's your lease? Who are you leasing this from? He doesn't want to provide the information. The lady changed the locks. The police end up arresting her and leaving the squatter in that house.
They would have had to arrest me.
Where's the common sense, man?
The charges that would have racked up on my behalf.
on all the, as soon as I walked in the house, I would have been grabbing for, man, get your, yeah. blah, get your, I mean.
Grabbing collars and belt buckles, man, just throwing people up out of
here. I would specifically purchase a dog, train, get the dog trained.
Belgian Malinois. Hey.
And just open the door and be like,
yeah, yeah. Close the door.
Hey, mess up everybody. Everybody. Oh, you want to stay in here? Well, the dog going to be with you. You, man, where's the common sense?
They said he showed his bills. Did he show his ID? Like, that would have pissed me off.
I didn't.
Oh, man.
Okay. Him showing his bills don't mean jack squat at all. Unless he has bills for 2 years, and it, you know what? The bills don't mean jack unless he has a lease. And the owner of the house who has the deed is like, I did not rent this to this person, or I did rent to this person. It's not justifiable. I can go forge some stuff and say I lived here for however long, or I'm paying bills here, or get my address changed to this address. That doesn't give you the right to come occupy my space. And then I have to take you to court and pay to get you out.
Look, we got a bunch of intelligent and knowledgeable people in Patreon, so I'm going to ask them real quick. Where did this squatting rights shit come from?
That's the question.
That's why, when did it come legal for somebody to not pay rent, not leave a premises that they don't own, and make it illegal for them to be removed from the property by the person that actually owns it? Why did that become a thing?
And
I understand. Yeah, I saw what got Galactus said it got more aggressive after the pandemic. I understood during the pandemic. It was a global pandemic. Yeah. I get that. But even before, and especially now, things is back up and going. At the most, you got one or two people wearing a mask. At the absolute most, this ain't no more pandemic. We are past that. How they said Christopher Columbus started.
He probably
it started
did.
With slavery.
His old
everything
punk
started
ass.
With slavery. I can let you know it right now. Everything crooked. It makes no, like, it pisses me off just to hear about these type of to be in this position.
Can you imagine? You go on vacation.
Oh, I'm gonna be I'm gonna have a record and I'm gonna be famous.
Yeah.
You heard about that one dude that had that podcast, them squatters came in there and he I'm gonna write a book about it.
Something.
After all my charges and convictions and I get out, I'm gonna be flourishing. Let me see here. Let me check.
I don't know if these squatters find the right, like, it seems like they find the right person to do it to. You know what I'm saying? Like, this woman, she was by herself and she literally was closing the door and the guy forced his way in. But if it was her and her husband, or her and another man.
He wasn't black, was he?
Nah.
Yeah. Let him bust up through her. Let him been black busting up in that house.
Oh, of course.
Under the same circumstances.
They would have shot that dude. He was being aggressive. All type of stuff. But it seems like these squatters somehow find the right timid person to do that to. Because If I have to evict you out of the home, that's fine. Okay, I'm staying here with you. I'm not walking out and you have all rain. Bruh, you gonna stay here. That's fine. And you gonna stay in this square. You better not walk out of this square. We fighting every day. I'm beating your ass every day you step out of this space. Period. If I even grace him that, because there's no way I'm walking into my property and you tell me you ain't getting out.
I'm just going to give them I'm going to be very transparent and just let them know, hey, I just bought fire insurance. And just leave it at that. I just bought fire insurance. So you do with that what you will.
Hey.
You can either leave or stay. I'm just letting you know.
Light that up.
I bought fire insurance.
I'm telling you, I'm buying a dog, a vicious dog, and that mother gonna be just roaming around the house. You stay if you want to, whatever. I hate the fact that people can act like this and have no repercussions. But then when I slip on one issue or one assignment at my job, you want to fire me.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't do something right one time, people blow the shit up.
Know where it came from? That's how the Europeans came to America.
Mm.
They just showed up on somebody else's land and said, hey, we ain't leaving.
That's how it started. Y'all Europeans are
and you can't blame
squatters.
It on Christopher Columbus because his ass never stepped foot on North America at all.
Yeah,
he didn't land on Plymouth or nothing. His ass got his crew slaughtered by the natives of the islands because he left them there.
They're the Thanos. The Thanos of squatters. The Europeans.
Yeah. California Land Act of 1851.
That sounds like some old California.
Why is this still a law? It's disgusting. Anyway, I got something I want to get off my chest. There's a commercial that I often see. Recently, I've seen it. It's one of the cat food commercials, Meow Mix, I don't know who it is. There's a lady sitting on her couch,
mm-hmm.
and she's got her little gray and black cat sitting on her shoulder, and she's got a kid running around upstairs playing. You hear a bloom. Kid yells downstairs, Mom, I fell. She's like, get a Band-Aid. No, she keeps petting the cat. He's like, Mom, I'm bleeding. Just get two. She keeps petting the cat. Why do white people love their pets more than their own kids and family? Why is that cute and funny? Why is that a thing? Why is that okay to put out? Why is there not an uproar about this woman neglecting her child that's probably bleeding upstairs, could need a tetanus shot, but her priority is the cat, which is just, first of all, any pet cat is a prisoner because a cat can survive in any conditions.
That's true. You ain't
never seen a cat starve to death because mm-hmm. it will eat anything. It's designed by God to survive everything.
Mm-hmm.
Damn near like a roach. It's a roach with claws and fangs. You know how roaches survive like nuclear holocaust and stuff? A cat is going to survive. It don't need you to help it survive. You can just let it outside and it'll be fine, even if it's been inside its whole life.
Cat will be roaming all through the neighborhood.
Look, Angel did a brand deal. This was years ago. It was a wine cooler thing, I think. I can't remember what company it was, but basically the whole premise was, you know, needing a break, being a busy mom. You know, she finally got a break, so she went and had her wine cooler in the closet, like hiding in the laundry room or something, and drank. They had to pull that campaign because it was such a big uproar among the Karens. Oh, why is this? This is so offensive. Why do you have to be an alcoholic to be a good mother? And I'm like, what? How'd y'all get that from that? But this is okay that this woman can just neglect her children and sit here and stroke this damn cat that's sitting on her shoulder. It's crazy how much more they love value an animal's life over a human's life.
My Instagram feed is always showing me these people kissing their dogs, their cats.
You know how them things clean themselves?
All in their mouths. They be doing all types of stuff.
Dogs and cats both lick their own genitalia piss and shit out of.
Scooping food with the same spoon, giving the dog some, and then licking it themselves. I know I mentioned this before about this lady allowing her dog to lick some wounds on her legs, and then the bacteria from his mouth, she had to get her legs amputated. Yeah. I don't know what it is, man. I do not know. Slowly but surely, though, everybody is bringing their dogs in the house. Slowly but surely, all their pets are now in their bedrooms. Slowly but surely, they're taking baths with their dogs. They're doing everything with these animals. When I grew up, that dog stayed in the backyard, in the cage, or wrapped around a tree. When somebody came up the driveway, somebody's here. Somebody trying to break in the house. Somebody's here.
He's letting you know. Hey, they're breaking in your house, playboy.
That's what the dogs are there for. They were there for protection, not for, hey, this is my son. I have three kids. I have Johnny, Elizabeth, and Terrence.
This ain't new. This is just because we got phones and people recording it now. That's what I think, be honest with you. Like, I think they've been doing it. Look,
for them, maybe. For the black community, I just ain't never went to a black home where there was a dog literally in the house and just like eating at the table. And doing this stuff with animals.
We've had indoor dogs, but that dog did not get on the furniture. They ain't definitely get on no goddamn countertop or no table. All right, my niece Victory has damn near got kicked out of my house multiple times because she will pick up Lottie and sit at the table, and I'll be like, get that damn dog away from my table.
Yeah.
But I'm holding her. I don't give a damn. Don't do that shit.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. That dog runs around outside all up on the dirt. Don't do that. I don't care if you are holding her. She's next to where we eat. I don't play that.
Bad.
We've had indoor dogs, but this type, like this whole, just this morning, I stopped somewhere, get me some breakfast. This dude walks in with this little bitty, I don't know, it wasn't even a Cocker Spaniel. I could tell it was some type of hybrid because it had hair and not fur. Anyway, he just walks in, just let the dog just going about his business, running up to people. I'm just thinking in my mind, because he done jumped on everybody. I guess he sensed my energy, like, all right, he ain't the one. Because I'm like, I don't mind the dog. I can't stand the owner.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't be letting your dog do that.
Yep.
Now, if my dog was still alive, I walk up in there with a 120-pound Cane Corso, and he jumping up on me. Now there's a problem.
Yep.
You don't know if I'm allergic. You don't know if I'm terrified of dogs. Mm. You know if I even like dogs. I might be crazy. Just pick your dog up and drop him in the hot grease.
Yep.
Don't let your dog come over and touch me. That shit is rude. I don't want to let my kids run up and touch you.
I was just about to say, same go for your children.
Yeah, you don't let your kids run up and touch, because you might do something. I might do something to your dog too. Anyway, it just annoys me that there's a huge concern and love for dogs, and seems like lack of for kids. Like that commercial that seems to be doing fine, because I've been seeing it as I'm watching my NBA games. This damn commercial keeps coming on and it annoys the shit out of me.
I don't understand that connection between the owner and the pet.
Yeah. Lottie knows she can't even come up and sit next to people as they're eating.
Yeah.
Give people they expect. Go.
Yeah. I understand you love your dog, because I had pets. I loved my pets. Mm-hmm. When my dogs died, we dug a hole in the backyard, put them in there. All right, playboy. I let you.
Ground too hard out here in California. You can't do that.
It wasn't. Oh, my dog.
People go into these morning. Or
have a casket made.
Man, look, my dog Supreme, I had to get him put down of old age. I snotted and cried in that damn parking lot for about 45 minutes. I went home, let the kids and Angel know, yeah, we had gone, put him down. They got sad. The next day, they was fine. The day after that, I was fine.
Yeah.
People would say, oh, they're like children. They ain't. Have a child. And if you can compare your child to your dog's life, if you can say that they equal, you don't deserve children.
One of my friends compared him because he breed dogs. And he was like, why? I'm telling you, these just like kids. I was like, bro, you don't have any children. So you can't say that. Second, don't ever say that shit to me again.
Yeah, you breed dogs. That means you giving them away and selling them.
You cannot tell me. None of you can tell me. A damn animal is on the level of my child.
No,
of a child. Period.
Any child.
That dog can die, and you can damn near buy that same dog at PetSmart tomorrow.
You can literally look up and be like, "Yeah, it looked just like Scruffy. Let me get another one."
Dumbass. No dog is not your damn daughter or your son, damn it. Shit.
Yeah, it's annoying.
That is, it's so.
I'm glad I got your blood pressure up.
It's so annoying. And if I'm in Starbucks and your dog walk up on me without a without you holding it, I'm slapping the shit out your dog. Now, yeah, I'm.
Why don't you slap
him? I feel unsafe. If they come up on me sniffing me, I'm gonna smack them too. You come up on me sniffing me.
Yeah, my problem. Get back. Yeah, my problem ain't even it's the owners. I can't stand that. Oh, I hate it. Anyway, speaking of neglect and children. I don't know what I would call it because I ain't seen the special yet.
Man, it's neglect and it's abuse. It? Quiet on Set. When I tell you all, I can't explain it all. You have to go watch this Netflix special.
Give me the simple breakdown of it.
Dan Schneider, Nickelodeon.
Snyder.
This president, other this, CEO. Nah, he wasn't the president. He was just like the showrunner, right? Or like he produced the show. Uh-huh. Nickelodeon just put all their trust in him into producing the show, a successful show, which he did. Kudos to him. He made shows go to the moon. But he disrespected the women, and he was very inappropriate with all the girls on set. So he had girls on set pouring water on themselves, talking about, oh, I'm thirsty. Laying on a bed.
Kids?
Laying flat on the bed.
It was what?
Ariana Grande.
Yes, when she was a little girl. Laying on the bed, her head hanging off the bed this way, pouring water, saying, oh, I'm so thirsty, I want water. Yes. Then, yes, man, crazy. Then he had this little black boy with a costume that looked like a penis and balls on his nose, on his shoulders, and he had nothing like spandex on. And the young man in the video was like, man, I'm a growing boy. I got spandex on. You can just see my junk. I'm just out on set. Blase, blase. Then he had these two women. He's paying them so $60,000 is the salary for this position. I'ma split it amongst you two. But you all will be the two writers. And the women are like, this is our dream job. We ain't about to turn down our dream job. Hopefully we'll get a raise. Hopefully we this that and none of that ever happened. This dude was a terror. And now he's on YouTube now answering to all of this. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do this. I didn't mean to do that. Man, this guy was an animal to these folk, man.
Man.
Crazy to these folk. On top of that, was it Drake and Bell? Is that the name of that show, Kennedy?
Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh.
Drake Bell is the person, right? I just found it out right before. I didn't
know. Drake Bell was an actor, or is an actor. What's that dude's name? Brian Peck was the producer of the show, or his manager, or whichever way. Brian Peck maneuvered his way around around Drake Bell's family, got his mom out the way, got his dad out the way, and now Drake Bell is going to all his auditions with Brian Peck, staying with Brian Peck sometimes, just doing everything with this guy. This guy molests Drake Bell, right? And gets 16-month sentence from the judge. That's it. You got, what's his name? Obviously, I don't believe Drake Bell was the only person he's ever did this to. I'm quite sure there's plenty of you guys out here in that entertainment world that's been touched by this man. But you got, what's that, R. Kelly in jail, Bill Cosby in jail. There's another.
Weinstein.
Is Weinstein in jail?
Did he die?
No, that's Epstein that Epstein. Died. I don't even know if Weinstein locked up. But you got all these guys getting time, and you gave this man 16 months. On top of that, y'all, I'm telling you, go look at this special. On top of that, in the courtroom, I mean, before court, other celebrities wrote letters of integrity for this. Like, hey, I'll work with this guy tomorrow. This guy's an upstanding. Oh, he must have. It must have been something real serious happening for him to break like that. He's not that type of person. They were blaming Drake Bell. These people.
Kids that got.
Yes.
Taken advantage of.
What is it when you do those letters of.
Recommendation or.
Like recommendation, but you their character.
Character witness or character. I don't know, man.
They called it something. But anyway, and when y'all see the people that were supporting this rapist, y'all are going to flip out. These are like today well-known celebrities walking amongst us, getting awards that supported, vouched.
Aaron Bryan was pen pals with John Wayne Gracie, who's that serial killer who dressed up like a clown. When he was in jail, they were sending each other letters. He even got a sign.
Man. Let me tell you what.
Let me tell you.
This is, I ain't seen it yet. I was. They were telling me like the breakdown of the whole thing. This type of stuff right here, that was good because I started this off. I said, you know, speaking of neglect, because I can't call it neglect because I ain't seen it. I don't know what all happened. But as a being a child on set, I don't understand how a parent could just release their children to something like that. Like, even without knowing the stuff that I know now, if my child is going to work professionally somewhere, it being my child at a young age, I'm going to be there every step. They ain't going nowhere without me. That's not knowing anything about any industry. It's Rudy Huxtable. I'm her daddy. I'm right there on set.
Man.
Everywhere she go, all of these, and you can't even say that with all parents. Cause all parents ain't cut from the same cloth. Mm-mm. There's parents that like, well, honey, this is just what it takes because they money hungry. This is sad. Like, God dang.
It's sad.
I was telling Greg, I was like, I'll give this a shot. I'll try to start watching, but stuff like this just infuriates me even more. Beyond entertainment, I don't know if I would be able to finish watching it.
It's, you're going to want to finish watching it because it's going to, these shows are some of the shows that you grew up on, or these characters that you've seen. But you're gonna, I kept watching first because it's interesting. Second, I'm like, okay, they had to put this guy underneath the jail. No, they didn't put him underneath. What? To Drake's, Bell's.
They would have to.
To Drake Bell's father's defense. You haven't seen it yet. The dad.
They said he tried to protect him.
The dad was like, look, I don't want my son around this man, blase, blase. Like, do not allow my son around him. Brian Peck started telling Drake Bell, hey, nobody on set really likes your dad. He's this, he's that. We need to get him away from here. He shouldn't show up no more. So Drake Bell is there saying, man, I'm 13, 15. I want to be this. I want to be that, you know. They made me feel like my dad was doing this. I had no clue he wasn't. So then the dad wasn't with the mom, right? So now everybody's complaining to the mom about the dad. So the mom is like, hey, leave him alone. And the dad is like, man, I wanted the best for my son, and I wanted him to have what he wanted. So I was like, fine, but y'all keep Brian Peck away from him. That didn't happen.
Man, let me tell you what. Ain't nobody going to be able to dread. Ain't no other, specifically no other man. Ain't nobody going to be able to put a wedge between me and none of my kids. Like, it's going to go far beyond of what it actually was when it's me. It's like, I'm going to find you by yourself.
And that's,
it's going to be some things. Oh. Next time you talk to my son, you're going to be terrified. I'm sorry, I won't be able to deal with you anymore. Even if you get fired. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Guess what? Guess what ain't about to happen?
And that's the thing, too, about now looking at this show too, though. You see why they keep strong-willed people, especially black people, away from the situation. Because the black boy, he was like, man, I was going to tell my mom I didn't feel comfortable, but my mom was going to blow up the whole situation. And then they go to her, and she's like, I was like, hold up. This is her. Mm-hmm. She's like, hold up. Y'all don't find this joke inappropriate? Like, what is happening? Blase, blase.
Jokes on set?
Yeah, jokes on set. Like, she was, and then eventually they got her up out of there. You can't have us in situations like that. Yeah. Because the little black boy, the little black girl, I'm like, why are you touching me like that? What's this? What's that? You know, we gonna voice our feelings. At least one of us will. And the way they have this whole entertainment industry under this pedophile and sexual umbrella.
So they worked on Sweet Life with Zach and Cody. It's crazy. That. Yeah, let's see.
It's crazy.
These systems are set up to keep these people from taking the fall because they're the ones that created the system.
And yeah, they're the ones.
Like, for real.
The higher ups are them.
Yeah, they're the same people.
Yeah.
Well, if we get caught, you know, we got to make it look like it's something. We'll do minimal charges.
Yeah. Or pay this person.
That's my cousin, so.
They catch the right ones, man. Yeah. Y'all, it's gonna come a day you hit that right dad or that right mom that's like, oh, y'all thought.
That's bad shit crazy.
Yeah, you thought this was sweet.
Uh-huh.
You really thought, okay. And then I'm going to get off of it. Drake Bell's father finds out that Brian Peck was arrested for child molestation.
Uh-huh.
Drake Bell's dad was like, called his son. He's like, man, I'm so glad he didn't get to you. And Drake was like, man, I ain't even want to break my dad's heart, so I ain't tell him right then. Can you imagine that feeling?
That's horrible. That's awful. That's a parent's only responsibility is to protect your children. And to find out that you wasn't able to do that how many years later?
I don't even know how long that was, man. After. Yeah, but watch your period. Watch your children. Don't let your. We talked about letting your kids spend the night places and all that other stuff. You can't stop being so naive about this shit, man. That other dad that drugged his daughter's
friends, 12 years old.
He put drugs in their mango smooth.
This is some disgusting people
craziness,
out there,
man. Craziness. You got to watch everybody.
Yeah.
Whoa. But go watch it. Also, when you watch that one, watch this other show called Stolen. I think it's Stolen in Plain Sight. This little girl was kidnapped from her house. And the kidnapper, long story short, ends up having sex with the mother and the father.
I seen that. Yeah. The neighbor. It was a neighbor that talked these people. It's like, no, that family was just crazy as shit. But no, it was crazy. It was absolutely insane.
I don't know what it is in these people's blood, in their mind frames, where people are just manipulated.
The neighbor talked.
Y'all, I'm going to give you one scene in this.
That whole story was like, what? And to hear them recant the story.
Hey, man. Hey, one situation in this documentary. The dad was driving the neighbor around. They were doing something. The neighbor then grabs the dad's hand and puts it on his junk.
He just said, started to work him off.
Hold on. The neighbor was, he was on, you know, he was aroused. And he was like, and the dad was like, what's going on? He was like, I just need you to help me out right fast. and the dad gave him head. This grown, he just did it. He just did it, man.
The neighbor done smashed the mama, the daddy. Man.
Bye.
Well, how many years ago? Well, it came out so many. I can't remember it when it came ago. Out, but man.
People are wild. Folks is crazy, man. It's stolen in plain sight, kidnapped in plain sight. I know it's plain sight because he took him.
Abducted in plain sight.
Abducted in plain sight.
Abducted by my teacher. Yeah, I ain't watching all this stuff.
Moving on, though. A little lighter news. Y'all seen this OnlyFans girl. I think her name is Amanda J. I thought I had her name down. She's an OnlyFans content creator.
I wonder how many subscribers or how many accounts does OnlyFans have? Because it seemed to be popping.
OnlyFans, it's
God damn. You know, like porn is like the leading industry in the world. Like, oh, yeah. It's just, hey, what is the, like, everybody got OnlyFans.
If it's, people
pulling
are.
Pulling $30,000 a month.
People are risking it all, their lives to molest children. I'm quite sure they spending a couple of dollars to watch the person they love to see on true. Instagram.
Would shit. Y'all come to my OnlyFans?
I'm saying, I'm about to start posting some shit. Shit, some feet pics, chest pics, something.
Tank
I'm
ain't airy. OnlyFans.
I know I can get a good 5,000 people just want to see some hair on the body, on my body. Like, y'all want to see my
this
hair on
a
my
freak
body?
Show.
Man.
He was like, so we ain't gonna take his clothes off. He naked right now. What's that, the guy called the caveman commercial?
What is it? Not Bigfoot. What they call squash?
Sasquatch. Yeti.
Yeah, Yeti. All there right, we go.
Go ahead. OnlyFans girl.
I'm about to, hey. We can get there. I just need $5 a month. But this girl, she became a nurse, and they came in. The hospital found out about her OnlyFans page. So on her third day working, they fired her because she was showing that booty online.
I mean,
and they have all like, I was reading that the hospitals and facilities like that have the right to basically discriminate against you if you're posting inappropriate and, you know, vulgar things online.
Yeah, social media has a big swing on things. It's like you can't, regardless of if you at work, you still represent companies. Mm-hmm. That's why people can, every now and then when somebody says something extremely racist online, people hit their job up like, hey, and they end up getting fired because the company don't want to be associated, and we cheer and clap like, yeah, good for Target for firing this man after he said this stuff. It's like, well, the same goes for people that be doing porn. They don't want to be associated with that. Mm-hmm. So they got to let them go. Mm-mm. But if she's popping, she going to have I don't know how long the career going to be, but she can work on OnlyFans for a little while.
She got that body. She,
do she?
She, my thing is, what does that meeting look like when you go into your boss man office? A boss lady office, and they turn the computer around. They're like, is this you?
You walk in, they're going to be like, hold on. Is this you?
What's that? Gorilla Grip 3000.
You fired.
Gawking.
You got some more money, though.
And then, hey, show that. It was like, oh, subscribe.
Yeah.
Just want to support you.
However, I can't let you work
it. Hey, that's the only time I want to be the boss, man. When you about to, you have to do your investigation and you have to find somebody or just really figure out what's happening or reviewing cameras of them stealing and all. Like, hey, is this you right here taking that money? Is that you right there? No, that's not you. Hold up. Let me zoom in right there.
They look like you.
No, you just about to fire up anyway. You just want to see their reaction.
Hold on. Let's scratch that one. Is this you? Pull up everything. Oh, it is? Okay. What about these next three?
Yeah. That's you on camera. That has to be the most funniest part of getting rid of somebody. When you catch them red-handed, you can't lie.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I've had to fire people before. I didn't like it.
Oh, if I catch you red-handed, it ain't no...
It was just over, like, performance and stuff. I feel bad on that one.
Oh, performance.
I didn't like it.
But stealing.
But over stealing or something, yeah. Hey, man, look, this is a big corporation. If you didn't get caught, it would have been more power to you, but we caught you, so.
On camera, red-handed, got your way.
You see where the cameras are. You know to go around the corner before you do that.
Now... Long story short, why do people always say that? Long story short,
because you ain't telling the whole story.
Well, we done told the whole story.
In short,
in conclusion, y'all that are trying to be nurses or have some jobs that require you to be, you know, talking to people, you might want to second guess your OnlyFans situation.
Is she gonna have to step up her flexibility, man? Because she was already on OnlyFans, wasn't she?
Yeah, I wonder
and then
why
went
she
to get a job.
She probably got one because she needed insurance or
OnlyFans need
double check. Being a nurse,
OnlyFans need to offer insurance since they're getting people fired out here. They got the school teacher fired.
Sure enough, dang. Sure enough, yeah, that lady.
Yeah, you brought that up.
Golly. That'd be wild. I'm about to look into that. Well, I'm gonna keep y'all updated on my on my OnlyFans.
Gonna be called Harry Jones. Harry Goose.
How y'all doing? Just sitting there. Just
Goose said, "I'm gonna shave annually. That'll be the big promotional. I'm gonna all this is come. I'm gonna take off the sweater.
Every week is gonna be a different body part."
The booty ain't gonna be able to tell none of them apart.
I need to subscribe to some people's pages to see what's really happening, to see how depth I have to go.
I'm wondering is it just like a post like on the other social media, or do it be like long videos?
I think it's long videos, and I think it's y'all want to see me play with myself today, or y'all want to see my nipple.
I'm gonna start doing fixing shit shirtless.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to start.
Yeah. And then.
Then I'm going to go to Speedos.
Do it.
And the camera always going to be on the floor. get that Eiffel Tower shot.
Like today I'm working on the sink. They don't even see the sink. Okay. All right. Had one of them balls slip up. There's one. Okay. All right.
Let it swing a couple times before I put it back up. It got to look like an accident. That's sexier. What y'all think?
I'm about to do some research. I'm about to see if there's men on there making money like that. And OnlyFans isn't only for pornography, just for you all to know. People post like regular content on there.
Oh, I see. I didn't know this either.
Yeah. And that's the thing about OnlyFans. They started... Well, they ain't even start like that. It's just, that's what people
start
doing.
They probably went over and realized, I could get all the way loose on here.
Oh, yeah, they getting loose. From my knowledge, I don't know because I ain't subscribed to nobody, but I might give somebody $2 today. see what you're doing on it. Unfortunately, it might have to be a handyman so I can see what he's doing, and that's gonna be terrible.
You know,
I'm like,
you ain't gonna see nothing but taint. You're gonna see cheeks and taint.
Hey. I got to do my market research.
$2 is all you get today.
$2. Moving on. Yeah, I know I travel every weekend, most weekends. And now that they have this, all these Boeing airplanes are having all these emergency landings, wheels falling off, doors popping off, the wings are peeling off, literally the paneling of wings are peeling off while they're in the air. It's crazy. And then on top of that, there's a whistleblower named John Mitch Barnett, 62. Unfortunately, he passed away. They found him with a gunshot wound in his vehicle. They saying it was a suicide. But the crazy part about this is that John was a whistleblower for Boeing's safety department, and he basically was telling everything that he that they didn't want him to say. So parts were not being installed properly. Parts were old. Inspectors were inspecting, let's say there's 300 items to check. They were checking 20. And he worked there 32 years. So he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
So then he opened up a lawsuit. He did some court cases. And then March 8th or 9th, he went to do a deposition. And, oh, no, or before March 8th or 9th, I think they found him passed away on the 8th or 9th.
Mm.
But he was in process of, like, blowing up all of this Boeing situation.
Yeah, they had that man killed.
And he was found dead in his car. His best, one of his neighbors, it's a female. A lady.
Can't say female, even though you can't.
Yeah.
Even though she was a female, she can't say female because people don't like female, apparently.
Yeah, I understand.
Some people. It's regional.
I can respect that.
I don't, but go ahead, Goose.
Okay. This young lady.
Young lady.
What's
maybe
true? Because I don't know what she
his neighbor.
Yes, neighbor. That's it. His neighbor said she had a conversation with him, and he said, "If I wind up dead, no, I did not kill myself."
Now the neighbor is gonna end up dead.
Yeah, so. This place is wild, man. First of all, why are he started explaining like the workers that are on these supply lines in these facilities are like drug addicts or ex-convicts, people that aren't like into their job. They're just there completing a task, and they don't give a damn what's happening.
That's every job, though. How many people how many jobs you done had where people walk around that don't give a shit?
Okay.
Like, it's unfortunately, you know what I'm saying?
So let me take the convicts out or whatever I said, because convicts can obviously be presidents of the United States. They can do whatever they want to do.
They can run again, apparently.
Drug addicts, though, you're not doing nothing right impaired on drugs. You're just not.
Music.
Okay. Let's say music. You can do music right.
You can do music.
But you ain't about
you
to
ain't
screw
doing
this.
Nothing else, yeah.
You ain't you screwing ain't, this boat
no
in.
Aviation, architectural.
Hydraulic pumps, yeah. The actuators, the door hinge, all these screws and nuts that's supposed to be turned a quarter inch to the left, a certain tightness,
torque down a certain amount.
Yeah, come on.
Nah. That's because years ago, I don't know how many years was that. It's happened. It seems like it happens in seasons, but like Southwest was having issues with their plane. Everybody like, oh, don't fly Southwest. Mm. This happened. Back this is 10 years ago. Back then, I was saying Southwest don't make the plane.
Yes, Southwest don't make the plane.
They just put their paint on it.
Mm-hmm.
They wrap it and put their logo and go on. Boeing, Airbus, these people make the plane. The engines are Rolls-Royce, GE, Mitsubishi. These people make this stuff. Boeing make the planes for everybody. So does Airbus. So these people make, so, and they, before people were, because it would happen to a single airline. Maybe they had two planes that this happened. Oh, don't fly American. Don't fly Southwest. Oh, Delta had this. Delta didn't make that goddamn plane. Mm-hmm. Even the people maintaining it, that's like one big union.
Yep.
It's it is scary because, again, just like at your job, we got people watching right now at work. Our board. There's a technician, an aviation technician right now watching something, and he's supposed to be, or she's supposed to be doing something to this plane.
Missing all the screws. The
planes, like, just from being, I never worked for a, other than being contracted of, was remodeling a terminal. I never worked for like a airplane company, or the airline or anything. We just remodel the terminals. But seeing what goes on behind the scenes of just the people, like a plane will come in, it'll land, they, you know, taxi it up to the jetway. Mm. You have people that do these checks. Most of those checks are mechanical. Like the pilot will do his flaps and stuff, and they'll they might look at the tires. They'll refuel it, but it's not like these things are getting inspected every single time it lands.
Yeah.
And it, I don't know the lifespan of how long of a plane is like anything else. It has a certain amount of hours that it can fly. Mm-hmm. Once it exceeds those hours, they're supposed to decommission it.
Mm-hmm.
So I came, it's called a D-24, D-50. I don't know. It's those planes that got like the jet engines on. It's in the back on top. I think it either has three or two, but one's on top, and I think two on the sides. Those got decommissioned because they were really old. I think FedEx and UPS bought a bunch of them because they was like, we could use these to ship packages and stuff. So we used to see those all the time, like sitting in like the storage yard of the airport. Like there's a whole bunch of just planes just sitting there waiting to get bought by other people. But it's scary to see, like, this ain't no, you know, your car not functioning right. You got a loose tire. Hopefully you feel it before you get up past 40 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Plane, it's a little different.
I mean, you dying. Ain't no way around that one.
I mean, they've landed planes with, you know, missing tires, and remember the landing gear was turned sideways on that American flight? Pilot was phenomenal. He made it happen. Scary, I'm sure.
I don't want none of that.
But you got, like you said, in the middle of the air, you sitting there watching your flight, you look out and see a panel fly off.
Oh, my goodness.
Hopefully I just go to sleep and just wake up, hey, Granny, what's going on?
Welcome, like, welcome, son.
Who are you? You look familiar too, sir.
Oh, man.
Or ma'am.
To the upper room.
Hey,
yeah, you going home, playboy.
Man, it's scary, dude. Like, but you got to do checks and balances. You got the, I get guaranteed, look, what's messed up about him is I don't know what you do when you fighting a big corporation like that. You ain't got the money to just hire security to be with you at all times. Like, maybe the day of a deposition or the week of you hire somebody, I don't know. But yeah, that wasn't no accident. That, man, Boeing, Airbus, these are multi-billion dollar corporations.
Yeah. You're not escaping that.
Nah, if he was going to do that, only thing he could have did probably to survive was record every single thing he had to say about everything and just distribute that out. Or, that way the damage has been done. I don't need no deposition. You got the information.
Mm-hmm. Or surround himself around people 24/7. Like, I'm not going to the grocery store by myself. I'm not being at home by myself. I'm going to stay in a place where there's video in and out. You know who comes in. You know who comes out. That'll slow it down. But
somebody can walk up and be like, hey,
money.
Your name Marcus? I'm like, hey, here's $500,000. I'm going to need you to go use the bathroom real quick. All right. What happened to Goose?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Goose.
Come out.
Oh, they got you. Where was you at, Tank? Man, I went to the bathroom. Some dude gave me $100,000. And I said I was going to split it with you.
That's exactly what they do.
Like more than $100,000 in their bag. Nah, it's in wounds.
You're not escaping when people of that power want to see about you. You're going to get seen about. Because people are wives and husbands. Pay people $20,000 to kill their spouse, $10,000 to kill their loved one.
Imagine what a billionaire
can you imagine
could do.
Somebody
that's
making
a tax write off? They ain't even spend the money. They can buy. That's a professional.
Matter
this
of
ain't
fact,
no $10,000 hit. This is a $1 million hit.
The person who killed Bert,
Saint John Wick.
The person who killed Mitch is probably dead himself. Mm-hmm. They probably killed that person who killed him.
The dopest line I've heard. When it comes to government and big money killing people. You seen that movie, Shooter?
With I want to say I've seen Shooter.
With is it Mark Wahlberg? Yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
Uh-huh.
Where he was just like the guy on the grassy knoll was dead, was buried in the desert with a hole in his head by 5 o'clock. He was like, how you know? I still got the shovel. Mm. Down the grassy knoll was a man that shot Kennedy. He was like the government, when they hired him, he was dead before the week was over with. Dude was like, I know because I buried him. Like, that's how these things work.
Yeah. You're not.
They ain't going to keep the person alive.
No.
It's like.
And he who buried him better watch his
yeah.
back. You ain't about to. No loose ends, man.
Yeah.
No loose ends.
Now, that line right in that movie sent chills. I was like, God dang. That's for real how that be working.
Yeah.
That's messed up, though. That's
it is.
I don't know what you, other than making a public statement.
I wonder.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you make a public statement like, this is who I am. This is what I'm doing. Just know I am not suicidal. Just putting all disclaimers out. Just so they know, okay, we're going to look guilty. I don't even know if they would care about it. They on Trump level. They don't care if they look guilty.
But you got to. I would at this. Well, we're learning from all these people's and their mistakes. Well, not their mistakes, but the things that happened to them. Hey, Bowen, I just need this amount of money. Can we settle on this? And I'm going to leave this whole situation alone. Your planes are your planes. What happens with your planes is what happens with your planes. Let me get $500,000 or $2 million or whatever it is. Because.
Well, they could be like, oh, we could just take 50 and have you off. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, that's true. But on top of that, now they have this to worry about too. Investigations, people. Cause
oh, that ain't going to get tied back to them. Even if that was the case.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to have Bowen come over here.
Yeah, let's
even
get
if,
off.
Even if that's what did happen, that's not getting
Bowen,
tied back to them.
Who talking about
that? I don't know. I'm
moving on.
I'm going to mute that out of area.
Please do. Shit. I want to see Micaiah get married at one point. We talked about them squatters. Man, I always talked about men being just trash. But I had the worst experience at Starbucks with this man making my coffee. I'm not speaking on all men.
Why do you say male?
This male.
You got to even the eye.
Yeah, this male was just terrible, man. I prefer customer service based jobs, period. It might be because I'm a heterosexual man, but
is that the right time?
Women, I prefer a woman to help me. But women are just more pleasant and more like they listen to what's happening. So this guy, Starbucks, hey, let me get caramel macchiato, almond milk, hot, grande, and it's looking at him, and it's just like, he's just like, all right. And he goes, make a caramel macchiato, cold, ice, cold. It was venti. And then, you know, when you make the caramel macchiato, whatever drink you make with the caramel in it, you get the cup, and then you do the swirl with the caramel around the edges. And he
make it pretty.
Yeah, and you just like, oh, man, it's going to taste so good. He didn't do none of that. Even though I asked for hot.
He threw it in there with his hand. He just slapped that caramel in there.
He did whatever he did. got the caramel just like right on top and was like, and put it down. And I was like, oh, that can't be mine. That can't be mine. I was the only person in line. I'm like, that can't be mine. Well, actually, there was a guy in front of me still waiting for his drink. So I was like, sir, is this for Greg? He didn't even say my name. I'm like, is this for Greg? He was like, yeah, Greg. I'm like, I asked for it to be hot and a grande, not a venti. Oh. Just gets the drink, this trash right here.
What did you do if he scooped the ice out?
Man, you know what?
Hey. You're gone now. Ain't got time. Next. Hey.
So as this is happening, two other women, young ladies, come up, and there's a girl also working behind the desk. They give their order. Man, when I tell you this girl took their order, did it all nice and was like, doing this, doing that, dropping cherries and making this.
Did she bite her lip when she was
doing it? That's how I felt when I was watching. I was like, I'm going to Starbucks when I leave here today. It was outstanding, man. Yeah, y'all should be drinking. It was outstanding. Y'all shouldn't be drinking that stuff. It's bad for you. Especially in them plastic cups, man. All them chemicals and all that other stuff, man. I'm telling you. They out here getting us. But back to my story. Women are, when I'm selling merch at the shows, it could be 50 people in line. And the young ladies that be volunteering, they don't get pressured. They don't. They communicating with the supporters, the people there buying it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Girl. I'm there trying to open. They folding things. I'm trying to open the plastic bag. I'm like, man, golly, what? I told her I was going to shout her out. I'm going to shout you out in this podcast. She reached over. She was like, look, woo, whoop, just whoop. Like did him.
That's how you do that,
and
boy.
The bag just whooped over. I was like,
Goose pearl clutched.
Oh, I was like, she's like, whoo. I'm like, damn, okay.
She was tired of waiting here, nigga.
Damn. And that's what she was. They were smiling, but they were tired of waiting.
Damn, boy, shit. Man, all day.
She knocked it Country out the park. Man. And the men wasn't good for shit. Then help me out. They just sit there. Where I put the card at? Where
that would have been you. Look, you supposed you. This would have been good. Now you know you should have this stuff ready by the time we get up here as customers.
I probably would.
You got all these people over here waiting on you to open up this bag. You should have opened them up beforehand.
Yep, damn right.
And fuck ass men.
But they were. And yep, this was L.A. show. They were there. The venue, their internet wasn't working, so I couldn't even ring nobody. There trying to get, because the man that was in charge didn't know how to reset the internet. I called the
Goose is on the sinking ship with the men, man. Just talking shit. Look at us going down. We ain't shit.
Hey, if there's ever a sinking ship, that'll be the day I'm identifying as a woman. I'm getting on a boat. I'm like, shit. All right, fellas. I'll let y'all take it easy. Take it easy. They going to be like, Mr. Goose. I'm like, no, Miss. Miss Gooseby. Miss Gooseby. Yeah, see y'all later as we rolling off. Go get it.
You going to roll? You going to be rolling?
They going to be like, why is that boat so fast? Ain't it ain't just women and children on the boat. I'm in front. Something's going. Why that boat so fast? They got a strong ass woman in the front.
Goose over there. You be in one of the other boats. You hear Goose over there grunting and rowing.
Take my shirt off. They see that. But all that hair. What? That's a hairy ass lady. Hey, 2,000 people died on a cruise ship. Only one man survived. I'm out there. Hey, had to jump off that boat. I swam all the way to shore, people. Made it happen. Mr.
Like, where's the rest of the people that was in your boat? They couldn't make it.
They ain't make it. Oh, man. Had to be crazy.
Yeah. All right, fam. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Goose, go on, let them know where they can find you.
I ain't had no more topics, man.
Man, we had an hour. I got to go.
Tenfo. My name is... I was about to say my name is Greg Goose.
Gregory Goose.
You can catch me on IG. That's GOOLZBY. Building with Goose on YouTube. Underreppedmerch.com is where you can buy my merch. And underreported on YouTube is where you can find my wife.
He made himself cry.
Yeah, man. That was funny there.
Hey. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Marcus on the Gram, Facebook, and Marcus on the Book, TikTok, and Tank Don't Talk. Y'all find my Building Body Butter Man shit, manshyt.com. Check it out. Oh, we already said it on all the other podcasts. We're going to say it on here. Congratulations to my wife, Angel, for winning the Social Media Influencer of the Year, NAACP Image Award.
Crazy.
Hey.
Congratulations. I seen it from, I've been there from the beginning, and I never doubted them. Never doubted.
That was the only doubt. Nah, hey, fam, we'll holler back at y'all next time. Y'all have a good one.